Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. And we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to these shows at your leisure with our featured guests. And today we're going to be joined with the UW Stevens Point, and that's University of Wisconsin standout, Jalen Burks. If you're not familiar with him, you're going to become familiar with him because we're going to have him on the show for the next 15 minutes. Jalen, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Well, thank you. It's good, man. I'm having a great day. Just excited for the interview.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're excited. We appreciate it. We're excited to have you on. Kind of take us through. How did you kind of get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school? Because I know you had a stop before you got to UW, and but you've kind of grown into this fantastic prospect. I mean, leaving high school, were there offers out there? And if they were, kind of how did you get lost in transition?
So actually, what happened was I really didn't grow into a man, you could say, until I got to college. I was a lot smaller, little chubby little kid, was kind of short coming out of high school, and it wasn't until I got to college where my body really bloomed, and that's when I was able to really grow into the player that I am today, of course, with a lot of hard work and stuff too. But so, yeah, I really didn't talk to any schools other than Division III schools. Pretty much talked to pretty every Division III school in Wisconsin. And it took my body a while to get there. So I'm happy. I'm happy it's where it is now. So.
I got to ask. So coming out of high school, what was your height and weight, and what's your height and weight right now as you prepare for the 2020 NFL draft?
I was about 6'1". Maybe 280, chubby. It wasn't a great 280. Now I'm 6'5". I'm weighing at like 305 right now. But I'm pretty solid right now. So, body definitely been transformed. Like you see, got people from high school, they literally don't recognize me anymore. So that's. It definitely changed.
So you definitely from the 6'1", 280 to the 6'5", 305, you went beast mode. Fair enough.
Yeah. Basically to sum it all up.
Wonderful. So I'm curious. So you get the UW, you start doing your thing. What kind of ignites that passion to kind of reshape yourself and become a physical force and really dedicate yourself to the game?
Well, I think that my passion for football truly has always been there. I have two older brothers as high school coaches. So, like, I grew up in a football family. So my passion for football has always been there. But I really started going really, really hard and really making, like, the NFL my dream. I would say my junior year of high school. So that's when my body started to turn a little bit. But like I said, it wasn't until college until I was able to really fully reap the benefits of it and continue to grind it and know more about it and getting better training situations, having a whole training staff. That's when my body really just developed from there.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Jalen Burks, UW Stevens Point, kind enough to stand out, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft with this young prospect. I'm curious as well. I mean, for you, you start doing your thing and, you're starting to have success. You're working. When do you get the realization, Jalen, that, what you're doing on a Saturday can allow you an opportunity you know, to earn a living on Sunday. I mean, do your coaches kind of, you know, pepper in your ear, Jalen, you know what, you keep doing this, you know, we're hearing some good things. Do you have some great games against great opponents? Kind of take us through, when do you really settle the mindset personally that you have a legit set, you know, to kind of get to this next level?
So, like I said, that my passion, I would say, since my freshman year of college has really been to try to get to the NFL. But I think the moment of realization that it was truly a possibility was around last year this time. You know, you put in a lot of work, but you don't quite know where you add up. And I got a call from my head coach randomly, and he was like, hey, I just got off the phone with the Bears and the Vikings, and he was like, they want to meet with you and have like a junior day with you. You know, they're kind of interested in you. And I think that was the first step where it was like, whoa, like, that's pretty big, you know. So that's when I started to realize, like, okay, I'm kind of close to this thing, and if I continue doing what I'm doing, I might have a shot, you know. So that was a pretty cool moment.
Oh, dude, I couldn't imagine how exciting of a moment that is, saying that the next level is interested in what you're doing. Do you call mom and dad at first? Who are the people you reach out to after that?
Well, I had my roommates, because, you know, obviously I was in college. I had my roommates, and they was the first ones I told, and they was like, no way. I'm like, yeah, like, that's crazy. So as soon as like I did that, though, first thing I did was call my mom, and I told her, I was like, yeah, she was like, the Chicago Bears? And I was like, yes, mom, the Chicago Bears. And she was almost, like, stunned, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, she didn't even hardly almost believe me at first. I was like, yeah, mom, the Chicago Bears. So, yeah, it's definitely a pretty cool moment.
Jalen, that's one of the better stories, fun-hearted stories I've heard in a long time on the program. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So you were also you were down at the Dream Bowl, a fantastic opportunity for any prospect in your position to, you know, rub elbows with scouts and shake their hands. I, you know, for me, in my opinion, I think it's just an invaluable asset, I mean, to have, because, you know, it's different than just seeing tape, but they would be able to talk to a guy and kind of understand who he is and what he brings to the table. Kind of share what that experience was like, and, you know, and just the whole week, and, you know, who'd you don't have to say team per team, but what was it like just talking with these scouts and letting them know who you are and what you bring to the next level?
Well, the whole weekend was, I would say, I knew it was going to be a good experience, but it was great. First of all, I met some guys who I'm probably going to end up being friends with for a long time. That was pretty cool. We had a pretty good team, and we all gelled pretty well. But it was great to go down there and compete. Being a division, coming from a Division III and going to get some guys that was Division I and Division II, I was just anxious just to show what I can do against, you know, better talent. So that was my biggest thing. And then talking to scouts was pretty cool too. Communicating with them and them, you know, interested in me and asking me questions and being interviewed. And it was just a couple of times where I'm getting interviewed and I'm like, wow, this is really an NFL scout talking to me right now and interviewing me and asking me questions and saying that they like my game and stuff like that. So the entire weekend was really rewarding. And shout out to the Dream Bowl for that, because that was a great experience. Great experience.
Yeah, any opportunity to enhance the value of any prospect, I'm all for, as you guys make your path again to the 2020 NFL Draft, April 23rd, 24th, 25th in Las Vegas. A lot of guys doing their thing, and a lot of those guys are coming on our show as we bring you the next collection, again, of tomorrow's NFL stars. For you, I ask all the guys to come on the program, Jalen. I mean, if we threw you in the film room, you're with these scouts, what are they going to love when they're breaking down tape? What are they going to point to you and say, Jalen, we love this, we love that, we love how you do this? What are those hallmarks of the position that they're going to love the most?
I think the thing that for my game that stands out is one, my athleticism. I think I move pretty well to be 300 pounds, 305 pounds. My athleticism, my feet, the way I can move my feet, especially like in pass pro. And then the technique that I play in, I think I move smoothly on the field and makes it kind of look easy. But that was from hours and hours and hours and summers of training to get there. But I think that's the main thing. And just my grit. I play with an attitude, you know. and I'm a nice guy off the field, but when I get on the field, I definitely turn to a different person. I play with an attitude, and I think that's what you want out of offensive linemen. So, yeah, my athleticism and then my grit, you know, I think that's what they turn on the film and see me finishing guys and playing with toughness and with effort.
So if I was up in the press box and I put the binoculars on you, being pushed to the right and you're blocking to the left, if I follow you all the way through the finish of your block, I'm going to see you doing some nasty things to that defensive lineman?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I was pretty much known for, is finishing guys. I think I'm a great finisher. I like to say that defenders don't like playing against me. Yeah, I think that's
a compliment. That's about as Yeah, that's the biggest compliment you could get. And me personally,
yes,
you know, all the folks that listen to the show enough, they already know what he's going to say. My favorite position to watch or scout is the offensive line. And when I can find one of them nasty guys like yourself, I mean, it actually is a bad day for me because I won't be able to get a lot of other notes on a lot of other players because I get so fascinated with just watching, you know, the guys, like, you know, doing their thing. Because it's just fun to watch, you know, the extra push.
Right.
Even when you guys are on the ground, you know, you kind of use their head as a, you know, as a tool to get up off the ground. I mean, those are the fun things that I'm watching. You know, you talked about the physicality. But, I mean, and this is your show. I mean, and this is your opportunity. I mean, for any of the scouts that are going to tune in that haven't had the opportunity to talk to you, what goes unnoticed? Maybe team captain, weight room warrior, a film junkie. I mean, what are some of those intangibles, Jalen, that they won't see on tape, but they definitely need to know about to enhance your value in their eyes?
I think all of what you just named. Everyone knows, if you ask anybody on my team, anybody play with me, I refuse to be outworked. I've had coaches telling me that I'm the hardest worker player they've ever had. I'm gonna work hard. If it's a trait that I don't possess yet, I will work to get it. If it's something I need to work on, I will work to get it. So I think number one is work ethic. I was a 2-time captain, and at Stevens Point. So I'm a great leader. Even before I was a captain, I was one of the top leaders on the team. I lead by vocally and by example. And then film room. My coaches always make fun of me because they say, like, what do you do? Are you doing your schoolwork? Because your numbers in the film room is ridiculous. Cause on huddle, you can see how many hours I put in. And I like to tell the coaches sometimes I watch more film than they do, just jokingly. But I think everyone knows that I watch a ton of film, hours and hours and hours a day. I truly enjoy watching film. You know, that's literally like my leisure time is watching film and breaking down and seeing what I need to do better and watching my opponent. So I truly have fun doing that, you know. So there is no stress in it to me. That's what I love to do. So,
you're doing it. Everything you've been doing up to this point, Jalen, has gotten you to a point where you're so close. And you've been doing your your combine prep. You're at next level. How's that going? And how long have you been at next level training? And what's, I guess, besides being getting bigger, stronger, and faster, are there any specific goals that you're trying to accomplish there?
So, yeah, next level is great. They train so many pro NFL players there. I'm training with Brad Arnett, who's the owner. He's like a second dad to J.J. Watt. I don't know if guys know that, but J.J. Watt and T.J. and Derek Watt, Brad is like their second dad, you know. He was just gone this weekend at J.J. Watt's wedding. But he trained a million pros, and then Brad is truly we call him the GOAT around there, the greatest of all time. He make average people be extraordinary. So I'm having a great time. I'm seeing my body is in a place it's never been before because of him, and it's been great. My body now is doing stuff that I didn't know it could do. I'm hitting numbers now that I didn't know I could reach, and just having a great time. Definitely developing and continuing to get better. As far as goals, honestly, I got certain numbers in my head that I want to hit for my pro day. So it's developing that, but then it's continuing just to develop muscles and stuff that I didn't even know about before, that we're getting so much stronger at, and just continue to develop myself. So I guess those would just be the goals that I got right now.
Fantastic job, Jalen. You've been a fantastic guest. You went beyond expectations. I love getting gentlemen like yourself on the show, small school prospects with big-time ability, and you exceeded all expectations coming on. I love finding out a little bit more about you. You come across as just a fantastic young man. Before we let you go, though, we do like to have some fun. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Sure, sounds like a play.
Okay. Now you were talking. You're talking about training at next level. You're doing your drills. We're going to allow you to change roles. So tomorrow when you go to train, you're going to pick one of the trainers there, and you're going to put them through the workout and make them suffer. So who are you going to pick, and what workout are you going to make them do?
I would definitely Brad. I would definitely do Brad, and I would make him do probably box jumps. simply because I would love to see Brad do a box jump. Brad is a more stubbier, shorter guy. So I would like to put a nice tall box jump up there and see him try to get that. So that's definitely what I would do.
Oh, that's great. I could just Brad. Next level is fantastic. I can't wait to find a text. How about this one? Usually offensive linemen are the big eaters, the big guys on the roster. Could be you or a teammate. What's the most impressive meal that maybe you or a teammate has eaten?
I've seen one of my offensive linemen before a game eat pancakes and spaghetti together. yeah, that's what I said. I guess according to them, it's loaded in carbs, which you need for a game, but pancakes and spaghetti. So that's the most ridiculous or interesting meal I have seen anyone eat. So definitely that.
And sticking to the theme of meals, I don't know who it'll be in your family. You can say who it is, but I'm sure draft weekend will be a weekend to celebrate, find out where you're going to be headed. Who's the best cook in your family? And as a celebratory meal, what would you like that person to make?
Oh, definitely my mom. Oh, my mom. What would I like her to make? Probably some fried chicken. I want to stay away from the fried food too much, but fried chicken, some southern food, greens, yams, probably like macaroni, something like that. That'd be great, yeah. Mom's a great cook, by the way. So that's probably why I was in high school.
Okay, it's part of it, man. Hey, mom's cooking. We all love mom's cooking. There's no question about that.
Right,
Jalen,
right.
Fantastic show, fantastic career. And again, do not stop doing what you're doing. We like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And we can't wait to find out where you land.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jalen Burke, the UW Stevens Point standout. Also invited down to the Dream Bowl. Fantastic interview. And again, guys like him are the reason I love my job. I mean, they just, we always like to say no more than the name. And, when you get an opportunity to speak to a young prospect D3 kid with so much upside, I mean, how can't you be excited to find out what this young man brings to the table? And I thought he explained what he brings to the table in a fabulous way. If you want more of Jalen Burke's Blog Talk Radio, Apple Music, iTunes, as always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.